With a look at Radio K-Man's local sports, I'm Dion Anglin. Yeah. 13-year-old Caymanian equestrian rider Kaylee Corbin delivered one of her best performances yet at the FEI World Dressage Challenge over the weekend at the Equestrian Center, competing in the Youth Division's Children's Team Test. Corbin says the day felt special from the moment she entered the arena.
I felt that was an amazing ride. I really focused and stepped up my game a lot, and I think that the score shows that, and it shows that my time and dedication and my new horse Turo, that we're getting along very well now.
Corbin's test was judged on precision, every transition, every marker, every moment, and she says the standard is unforgiving.
They're basically looking for perfection. I mean, they've got a score sheet with the movements and they watch you do them, and if you don't meet a certain point in the arena, or if your transition's too late, then you lose marks quickly. I think that it's very much an eye that has to be trained of the judges, because it is not like you can go to school and learn it. You have to sit and watch and learn from other judges.
Her horse, Lovely Pictura, known as Tura, also had to manage the pressure of a busy show environment. Corbin says the mare handled it with maturity, even after a brief scare before entering the ring.
I think she responded really well, especially because this is a big show. There's a lot going on. We had a moment before I went in that was a spook, and she got over that, and she was brave, and she was very well on my aids and listening to me.
Can you give us a definition of what happened?
It's like you getting scared. It's like someone's scaring you.
Do you know what scared her?
I think it's just everyone, a lot of movement, a lot of talking. So it was definitely harder for her to focus.
So in a time like that, what do you say to Tara to keep her calm?
So before you go into the actual test, you can talk. But when you're in the test, you can't. So if she spooks, you just have to relax your body, take some deep breaths.
Nice. Good to know
and
that.
Just relax.
Corbin says staying calm, breathing deeply, and keeping her body relaxed helped guide Tura back into focus, and together they delivered a performance she's proud of. Cayman Islands Blue blasted past First Baptist Saints in straight sets, 25-16 and 25-21, and I caught up with rising talents Dylan Linney and William Duty courtside, who say the win showed both their firepower and their growing confidence as the National Men's Volleyball League heats up.
We definitely have some stuff to clean up. We're a very fresh team, and some of our players are playing positions that they never played before or just haven't had a lot of time to practice on. So I'm impressed with how the boys are playing. Obviously, once we clean it up, we're going to be looking unstoppable, so I'm excited for that.
What are some of the things that you think your team need to improve on?
We definitely need to improve on executing on serve receive, because we kind of tend to get in our heads a lot, and we can't side out quick enough, and we just start losing our minds, and, you know, the points just go off on our side, and you know, we need to stop that and capitalize.
Where are you all now, and what is your standings in the league right now?
I think we're fourth.
Fourth right now.
But we still have...
We have a major game that we have to play.
Yeah.
Okay. And that will decide if we're third or fourth.
Yeah. When is that game going to be played?
I think that's our next game.
Yeah. It's either Tuesday or Saturday.
Tuesday or Saturday.
I think it's Thursday.
Do you know who it's against?
KSG. That's a couple of the older guys team, but they're pretty good.
Yeah. One of them just went away for a senior tournament. Like, and the U.S. Open,
right? Yes,
the senior open. So, and they won it. So,
oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, he played with his Olympic friends or something. Yeah. So,
in a situation like that, do you guys think you have the advantage being the younger, more agile guys versus the older men?
Well, I think that they have experience and height over us, since we tend to be a little smaller. But I think our creativity is something that really helps us out, and we're pretty defensively strong. So I'm looking forward to it.
They have more experience than us and obviously taller, but I feel like we're more athletic than them. If it goes to a longer game, like a third set, I feel like we will definitely have the advantage over them, so that's nice.
The BRAC Youth Football Cup pitted Grand Cayman's Grassroots Alliance FC against Cayman BRAC FC for two contests in the under-19 and under-11 divisions. In the U19 division, Grassroots took the win 1-0, while Cayman BRAC took the U11 game 5-2. Acting head of Sister Island Sports, Lenworth Duhaney, and president of Grassroots Alliance, Vincent Mitchell.
Very, very important, because we are doing development, not pressuring the kids to want to develop them. Most of the time we travel to Grand, so it's good when teams come across and play us here in the BRAC.
We can see this tournament growing, as next year it will be bigger and better. there will be more participants, and it will argue well for the Kema, for Kema Brown.
The last time this tourney was held was back in 2024. Audio there, courtesy of CIGTV. And the defending champ takes the Cayman Islands Chess Federation Summer Rapid Tournament. Organizers say the Sunday event at the John Gray High School featured tough competition in the Open and U1500 sections, with defending champ Mike McDonald taking first in the Open section. Abby McClanahan snagged the top spot in the Open section top female division. Emily Emmanuel came in first in the U1500 on her debut competition. Both champions made a perfect score of 6-6. That's it for Radio Cayman's local sports for this evening. I'm Dion Anglin.